you're not going to school. May, you're not going to school. April, May, you're not going to school. And guess what? We lost 38,000 kids.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing, Kev. You know.
By the way, we're running short on time in this segment. Can I hold you over there, Kev?
If you want me to, I'll be more than happy to.
Very good. Kevin Child joining us, a former CCSD Board of Trustee member and a guy who's dedicated his life to the children of the Clark County School District of Southern Nevada. When can we get our kids back in brick-and-mortar schools? Who's going to make that decision? Should it be the Board of Trustee members? Should the parents have some say in this? Is it the governor that's going to decide this? We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And coming up on 3:31 right now as we take a look at the traffic cams right now stationed all over Southern Nevada. We're getting some heavy volumes on the Beltway right now. 215 West at Green Valley, you're really heavy through there. 215 East at St. Rose. You'll touch the brakes there, 215 East at the airport connector when you get past the 15 interchange there on the Beltway 215. Also, you're very slow through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Sahara. Northbound 15, there is an accident there on the right shoulder. That's past Hacienda when you get past the stadium there on the right side. And road repairs on Charleston in both directions. That is at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Las Vegas Aces basketball knocking off the Connecticut Sun yesterday, 99-78. Kayla McBride, 25 points. Asia Wilson, 21.7 rebounds. Aces are 9-3. They're back at it tomorrow when they match up against the Seattle Storm. The Raiders are starting to bring players in for workouts. Now, players do need to go through coronavirus testing prior to their workouts, but the NFL is allowing workouts after an embargo had been in place. According to NFL Draft Diamonds, 8 players are currently scheduled to work out for the Raiders. The only confirmed name is former Ohio State quarterback Cardale Jones. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts. Thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Blue Emu Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. No stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. Blue Emu Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. It's pharmacist recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. No stinging or burning involved. Simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink.
On August 24th, CCSD will start the year with online learning, but not all students have the equipment they need to succeed. Connecting Kids Nevada was founded with the ambition to connect every qualified student with internet and devices. We need to hear from 100% of the students to ensure that all the children are set up for success by the first day of school. Please complete a short survey at connectingkidsnv.org and help us keep kids connected to school.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. These are really cool. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Kevin Child joining us, the former board member of the Clark County Board of Trustees, the Clark County School District. And Kevin, I want to ask, and by the way, I was stunned by that number of 23% of the district is going to be English language learners, and the ELLs don't speak English. And what do we do for them? I mean, there's a whole segment, almost a quarter of the district, that may end up suffering with long distance, what they call distance learning. Let me just ask you, though, when can we get the kids back into brick-and-mortar schools? I mean, is this going to be a thing? The current deal is for, what, one semester, pretty much?
Yeah, one semester, but here's my deal. It's the parents' decision. And what happens is, remember, they're the taxpayer. And I've heard, like you had, I've heard many parents say, why can't these kids go back to school? If masks work, if gloves work, if social distancing works, if all this stuff's supposed to work, then our kids could probably go back into school. And the teachers wear their, make sure that they have their PPEs and everything, and address the distancing of the, and I know that we are short of space. I'll let that be known. I think we're 38 schools short still, and we're still overcrowded in a lot of our elementary schools and our middle school. Again, those kids should have face-to-face learning. I get it. If the teacher doesn't want to go in there, I'm sure that there's another way of letting that teacher teach. Some kids don't, parents don't want to send their kids to school. Then we can do that distance learning, but then we won't have a whole slew of the kids out, you know, not learning. Because let's face it, like we said, special needs kids, ELL kids, they are going to hurt really bad. And what about the kids that get abused at home? There's a lot of social issues, Kevin, that come with keeping these kids at home, that nobody knows what's going on at the home. And let's face it, parents are struggling right now. They're not making their money. They're not getting their money from the state. Because that's a big problem now, is what I've heard. And again, when you have money issues, you have emotional problems, Kevin. These are the things we have to be careful of, because again, it will affect the kid. And I hope parents, you know, are listening to the show and they want their kids, they need to start standing up. And I heard that there's going to be a protest.
There is indeed. In fact, Aaron Phillips, the co-founder of Power to Parents, will be on later in the program. And we'll talk about that very issue. They're going to have a big rally on the 27th, I believe it is.
It's the 27th. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. It's at the CCSD Administrative Center, which is on 5100 West Sahara. It's just a little bit west of Decatur. It's in a four-story building, by the way. You can't miss it, right next to Sahara Jeep and Dodge, and it starts at 5:30. Scott Hammond's going to be out there, by the way, I believe.
I know he is. Let me just ask you, though, Kev, because this to me is important. Schools have become more important in the lives of students, not just from a reading, writing, and arithmetic perspective, but in feeding kids. And I don't agree with it necessarily. I honest to God believe that parents have abdicated their responsibility to feed their own children because they know the school district will do it for them. My question is, how are the kids going to be fed this first semester?
Well, again, they're going to start doing what they did at the end of the year. They'll have pickup sites for these kids at all schools, middle schools, high schools, and they'll have lunches ready. By the way, we have some of the most amazing people that put lunches together at the CCSD food facilities way out there by the Speedway. It's something that you should take a look at one day. They usually have tours. But again, I don't think any kid's going to go hungry. We'll figure it out. They will figure it out. If not, I will help out. I have no problem doing that. So again, I think we're going to be fine with that, Kev, I believe, and we'll be okay. I don't think any kid's going to go hungry. As long as you let us know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me just ask you, when you are done with Monday, what do you expect to be the number one, number two, maybe number three problems that we'll be dealing with, that we'll be talking about Tuesday morning?
I think it'll be the kids not connecting with their teacher, logging on, stuff like that, the problems with the computers. Again, we're 30,000 computers short. I don't know who they delegated that to. Did the middle school kids have them, and did the elementary school kids have them? I don't know if there was a priority. Again, I'll probably maybe have to find out, and I'll call you later, let you know, because I know I can get some sources, and they'll tell me. But again, those are the things that I hope they prioritize these kids, like making sure that the elementary schools and middle school kids got their one-on-one devices.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. I know that down through the years, even dating back to your time and my time, that first day of school was always fraught with potential peril, but it was a lot different. It was bus routes, and it was a lot of other things. Oh, my kid went to the wrong school. Oh, my gosh, what do we do? You know, that's child's play next to what we're talking about now. Kevin Childs, so good to have you with us. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it, and I know we'll talk soon. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy.
There you go. And give my best to your mom. His mom always listens when he's on, which I think is really cool. Coming up, there was an acceptance speech last night, and it was really negative. I mean, it was negative. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMCQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off their service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at finleyacura.com. Vegas strong.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, Fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, Fungus. Hello, sandals.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Hand washing is one of the most effective ways of preventing the spread of germs. Wash your hands regularly with soap and hot water, scrubbing your hands thoroughly for at least 20 seconds. Learn all prevention guidelines. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/staywell. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, this hour brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I want you to hear, this was bizarre. Joe Biden doing what anybody could do, and that is use hindsight. What is it? Hindsight's always 20/20. I'll bet you there isn't a person alive that couldn't give you a coulda, woulda, shoulda, to borrow a Hillary Clinton expression, sort of deal about the COVID-19. And I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, everybody's got an opinion. Did we get to the party too late? Should we have cut off Europe before we could? And again, it's always 2020 is always the way hindsight is. Last night, and this is cut number three, Joe Biden at his acceptance speech, kind of with the hindsight plan for fighting COVID-19. The first plan didn't work. It hasn't worked all that well. But the fact is that it, you know, this is thing. We still don't know about COVID-19, by the way, for the record. We still do not know. We have no clue. But this was Biden last night with his, what I call the hindsight plan for fighting the COVID-19. Here it is.
We will never get our economy back on track. We will never get our kids safely back in schools. We'll never have our lives back until we deal with this virus. The tragedy of where we are today is it didn't have to be this bad. Just look around. It's not this bad in Canada or Europe or Japan or almost anywhere else in the world. And the president keeps telling us the virus is going to disappear. He keeps waiting for a miracle. Well, I have news for him. No miracle is coming. We lead the world in confirmed cases. Lead the world in deaths. Our economy is in tatters with Black, Latino, Asian American, Native American communities bearing the brunt of it. And after all this time, the president still does not have a plan. Well, I do. If I'm your president, on day one, we'll implement the national strategy I've been laying out since March. We'll develop and deploy rapid tests with results available immediately. We'll make the medical supplies and protective equipment that our country needs. We'll make them here in America, so we will never again be at the mercy of China or other foreign countries in order to protect our own people. We'll make sure our schools have the resources they need to be open, safe, and effective. We'll put politics aside. We'll take the muzzle off our experts so the public gets the information they need and deserve. Honest, unvarnished truth. They can handle it. We'll have a national mandate to wear masks, not as a burden, but as a patriotic duty to protect one another. In short, we'll do what we should have done from the very beginning. Our current president has failed in his most basic duty to the nation. He's failed to protect us. He's failed to protect America. And my fellow Americans, that is unforgivable.
That's Joe Biden last night, his acceptance speech. And again, everybody can have a second look at almost any decision that a president makes and maybe improve on it. But the fact is, this president, I think, has done the best he could do with something that we still, to this day, do not know about. Go to Richard. Richard, you're up and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hi, Mr. Wall. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great, sir.
I think a student 1 hour in front of a laptop can learn 10 times more, be 10 times more creative, cut across multiple fields and different academic disciplines than the same 1 hour in an old-fashioned classroom. Now, the teachers' unions across the country are always clamoring for smaller classrooms. I believe you have a much smaller classroom when you have a laptop and you have a student. What we need in this country is less teachers, more laptops, and better broadband. In Romania, there are cities there that have the sixth fastest broadband in the entire world. Here in the United States, we are not even in the top 10. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Richard. Appreciate the call. And Richard, you're probably right. I mean, I'm not trying to say we can do this thing without teachers. But I think there is going to be a case to be made. And we may find this out 5 years down the road. That we don't, that's horrible, and all my teacher friends are going to hate me. Please forgive me, forgive me. It may be that in 5 years we find out that teachers are dispensable. That these kids may learn more with their Chromebook than they will with brick-and-mortar schooling and with teachers. Is it possible that this could end up being maybe a conversion? That this may lead us to learning without teachers. Ooh, think of that. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
He's tearing off America's politically correct blindfold. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. You could even do it today. You could do it during the news. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Coming up, Rico Waller, my buddy, my pal from Northern Nevada. We're going to get the Northern Nevada perspective. And you know, one of the things we're going to talk about, some of the stuff we've been talking about, the schools opening, what's it going to be like up in Washoe County and Douglas County and places like that. Any worry about the USPS election snafu, the potential, because a lot of people are worried. Today, Louis DeJoy, who is the Postmaster General, was being grilled by the Senate Homeland Security Chair Ron Johnson, and there is genuine concern as to whether the USPS can actually handle the kind of volume that's going to happen on November 3rd and before and beyond, assuming that we have mail-in voting. I don't know. You know, this is America, and we can put a man on the moon. We can put SpaceX in orbit. We ought to be able to handle an election, even a presidential election. We'll talk about that. Rico Aller will join us. Don't forget, Erin Phillips will tell us about her protest at the Board of Trustees meeting. Yeah, she's from Erin Phillips is the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. Also, did you know Heidi Harris? You hear her every morning, 6 to 9 a.m. She's going to join us after 5 o'clock. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731.